This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for another night running into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. Reuters footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sound of blasts reverberating through the city as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday. That includes 31 children, 20 women, as well as 950 others wounded. Among 8 dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 Israeli civilians, including 2 children, according to Israeli authorities. Reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable if true, according to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra's on Friday. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and executive director of the advocacy group Every Last One, said a 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held on a bus from Saturday to Wednesday using the bus bathroom during that time and unable to move about freely or communicate with family. More than a dozen states have quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases. But other states and cities and some major businesses hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is safe or even workable. As many business owners pointed out, there's no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. And the new guidelines issued Thursday work on an honor system. This is VOA News. In the United States, gas shortages at the gas pumps continued to spread from the south, all but emptying stations in Washington, D.C., following a ransomware cyber attack that forced a shutdown of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline. Though that pipeline operator paid the ransom, restoring service was taking time, as Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in restoring the full service. Multiple sources confirmed the company had paid the criminals ransom of nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for the software decryption key required to unscramble their data network. Japan on Friday further expanded a coronavirus state of emergency from 6 areas, including Tokyo, to 9. As the Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga repeated his determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. The 3 additions are Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, where the Olympic marathon will be held, in Hiroshima and Okayama in western Japan. Despite the worsening infections, Suga stressed his commitment to holding the Games safely and securely, while protecting Japanese by strictly controlling the movement of foreign participants, including possibly expelling journalists covering the event if they defy the regulations. The UK official leading preparations for the UN's COP26 climate conference, as Britain hopes to host the delayed summit in person in November, despite the coronavirus pandemic. Alok Sharma, the UK's president designee or designate of COP26 in every possible measure, was being explored to host the talk safely. That includes using COVID-19 testing as well as vaccinations. In less than 6 months' time, delegates from across the world are to arrive for the United Nations annual climate conference. China landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time Saturday, a technically challenging feat more difficult than a moon landing, and the latest step forward in its ambitious goals in space. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.